Well, she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard and the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Wednesday evenings at 7:30. It is Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David.
Well, great to talk with you today. And today's show, we have a kind of a space theme going on. This is the anniversary of Neil Armstrong's first man on the moon. And it is also watching earlier this morning, Jeff Bezos blast off as another billionaire goes into outer space. And so thinking about space, I was wondering, you outside in the nighttime looking up at the skies, are you kind of a celestial watcher?
Oh, I would watch it every night if I could. I know the city lights often get in the way, but one of my fondest memories from childhood was seeing the northern lights in Maine. I must have been 7 or 8 years old, and just a fascination with just the lights in the sky and finally getting away from those city lights. So I love it. I love looking at it. I don't know, David, if I'd want to go blasting off into space.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I am quite content looking at the wonders of the universe.
So I have never seen the Northern Lights. What do the Northern Lights look like?
Yeah, just kind of surreal because these kind of beautiful colors dancing in the sky. You know, it's something you don't normally see, and it's just oh my gosh, they're just beautiful. And I know they look different, kind of in different circumstances, maybe under different conditions. I remember the color green very strongly in my memory.
Right. Yeah, that's very cool. And, you know, speaking about going into outer space and content to watch it from the Earth, there are a lot of great space movies out there. I think of what was the one? The Right Stuff. Great, great movie and for viewing about space. But I wanted to talk about viewing because you said you have been watching a show called The Chosen. And so that kind of caught my attention, and I had heard of it, but I wasn't quite sure what it was. So tell us about your viewing of The Chosen. What is that all about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to preface this with, I'm actually a really tough critic when it comes to movies and shows with really more overt Christian or biblical themes.
Right.
It's hard to get that genre down correctly. And it can be done quite frankly, not very well. I'm a tough critic. And
sure.
So for the last year or so, I've seen a lot of, stuff on social media and just my friends talking about it and advertisements for The Chosen. And I kind of scrolled past it. I'm like, oh, I might get to it one day. And it was actually, it was an article that I came across, I think it was in like The Atlantic or something random, where the author was saying, well, and here is a perfectly secular voice saying, well, why haven't more people watched The Chosen? This is really good. You know, it's not perfect, of course. But he said, this is actually really good quality viewing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, of all things, kind of more that secular angle, something I wouldn't have expected, that was the final nudge to push me off the fence. And I said, okay, you know what, if this person's endorsing it, I'll at least give it a chance.
Right.
And David, that was a couple weeks ago, and I literally watched both seasons like straight through.
That's called binge watching, yes.
Exactly. Well, that's one of their hashtags is hashtag, I think it's binge Jesus. And it's true. Like, you know, I started it and I was hooked just immediately. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't think there's been an episode where it hasn't left me in tears. And again, I don't say this lightly. I am a tough critic.
Right.
And I kept telling myself, I said, I know the story. It's the gospel.
Right.
I said, I know what's coming. It's not going to catch me off guard. You know, I'm not going to have this emotional response, but inevitably I would just, you know, melt into tears.
Mm.
And that is the power of the gospel when it's beautifully presented this way, that it's like you're hearing it for the first time. I mean, the Holy Spirit is constantly wanting to do something new in our life. So, of course, when we're hearing this story, it just washes over us and it kind of touches us in a new way. And this has been kind of the surprising impact of the show. And it's interesting because it looks at the life of Jesus from a different angle, because it focuses on the life of of the people that he called, the men and women that he called into his circle, hence the name The Chosen. It kind of reflects kind of those dynamics. So we see a lot of storylines. And this is what's interesting, because, David, this could have been done poorly. This could have been done in a way that was distracting from the gospel, but it wasn't. But they fill in some of the gaps in the gospel story. So, for instance, we know that St. Peter was married because Jesus healed his mother-in-law. But we don't hear anything else about kind of Peter's home life. But there's an entire storyline between Peter and his wife. And again, they're taking a lot of creative license, but not in a way that really distracts from the heart of the message. And I really do appreciate that, because it really brings home the stories of the disciples and makes it really relatable. And they're not kind of these polished interactions between Jesus and the crowds. It's messy. It's chaotic. It's funny.
It's human.
It's human. So you know, I look at The Chosen and you think, oh, it's referring to some elite group of men and women. No, The Chosen are a mess. And David, I'm a mess. You know, I need a savior. It's just to be able to kind of enter into that story in a new way has been just so refreshing. And there's a lot of tough news out there. And lately I've been looking for media that has kind of lifted beyond the moment, like kind of the news of the moment. And not to put my head in the sand, I know there's stuff going on that, you know, I need to, you know, keep my ear to the ground and, and be aware of what's going on. But to kind of come out of that from time to time and be immersed in the gospel and the life of Christ and the disciples has been awesome.
It's beautiful. We're speaking with Miriam Marston. She is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard and host of Blazing the Trail. Heard right here on Mater Dei Radio Wednesday evenings at 7:30, talking about viewing The Chosen. So how do you view The Chosen? Is this a an internet show? How do you access it?
Yeah, sure. And again, they're not paying me to market their stuff. I haven't downloaded it yet, but there's actually an app that people can watch. They can download for free.
Oh,
they can watch everything there. And it's just, honestly, if you just Google The Chosen show, it'll show up, and it's all online for free. Everything is very accessible.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you know, you being the Faith Formation Director, doing RCI programs, I've got to believe, you know, anytime you can find something that helps boost our faith, that's a good thing.
Oh, you better believe it. As I was watching it, it was hard to get out of RCIA mode, because I was earmarking scenes. I was like, oh, yep, I'm going to show this at this session. And So I was kind of preparing some stuff for work as well. So I look forward to incorporating into some of our RCIA.
That's fantastic. Speaking with Miriam Marston, Faith Formation Director, St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard, and host of Blazing the Trail right here on Mater Dei Radio, Wednesday evening, 7:30. Miriam, thank you so much for sharing that on The Chosen. Always great to talk with you. Have a blessed day.
Take care. God bless you.